Hi, friend, and welcome to the Brand Strategy Podcast, a show created to equip you with the inspiration, encouragement, and clarity you need to build the brand of your dreams. I'm your host, Bonnie Bakhtiari, brand designer, strategist, and founder of The Illume Retreat. From sustainable strategy to heartfelt encouragement, each episode is designed to equip you with the tools you need to chase after your dreams. Because you deserve a brand that empowers you to do what you love, connects with your dream clients, and offers a deep sense of fulfillment along the way. So grab a cup of coffee and join me on this journey, won't you? Hi, friends. Welcome back to the Brand Strategy Podcast. I am so excited to have you joining me today because today's episode is one that I am personally really excited about. Today, I'm talking about how to break up with negative money mindsets with Coach Caroline Vanetta. Now, Caroline really focuses on helping creative entrepreneurs just like you become the go-to expert in your industry and launch wildly successful coaching or passive income products without having to, you know, fake it till you make it. Caroline, I'm so grateful for you coming on the show today, and I'd love to hand it over to you so that you can introduce yourself and share a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Yes. Hi, Bonnie. Thank you so much for having me, you guys. I'm so excited to be here. What we're talking about is going to be so juicy, so good, and hopefully really impactful for you and your business. So what I love to help creatives with is sales. And so I really call myself a mindset coach, but it's so that you can help make more money. And I know that sometimes we feel like a little weird even just claiming that we want more money because we're creatives. Like, we want to create a beautiful business. We want to have an impact. We care about our clients. We care about the people buying from us. But there's so much that goes into that deeper to have that kind of confidence to put yourself out there, not have to fake it till you make it, because that doesn't work. People can see it on the other side of the screen, especially these days. Like, we want real connection. So that is what I love helping creatives do.
I love that so much. I was sitting over here like nodding my head along to everything you're saying about, you know, kind of like kicking that fake it till you make it mentality to the curb and stepping into more of that like beautiful abundance. So out of my own curiosity, how did you get started guiding people through this process? So how do you teach them to become wildly successful through coaching and through passive income streams?
Okay, so I'm going to tell you guys a little bit about my story, and I want to keep it concise so that you can really get what happened here. But I've had multiple businesses. I actually started out doing wedding stationery, and that's when I first heard about you, Bonnie, years ago. And
no way.
Yeah. And so I've always been a creative. I'm a designer. And so I wanted to have this beautiful creative business. I really struggled though with my mindset. I didn't know it was my mindset. I was taking all the courses. I hired an amazing coach and just nothing was clicking. I pivoted a couple times. I was like a hot mess. I was anxious because I had these big dreams, but every day my husband would leave to go to work and I was alone. Like, what do I do? This isn't working. People aren't responding to this. Like, this is awful. I don't want to fail at this. I really have these amazing dreams. And so, long story short, I did get some traction in my business. I was embroidering and I got pregnant and I wasn't ready to get pregnant. I was in shock and I literally was walking down the stairs after taking a test. I didn't even want to see my husband because I was so scared of labor. And at the same time, I really wanted to have a natural birth. And okay, so I took a hypnobirthing class and it was all about, I thought it would be about changing like different relaxation techniques during labor, but it was actually all about overcoming fears of pain, becoming a parent, and just labor in general. So fast forward till after my birth, I just had this amazing birth and postpartum experience where I really was able to prove to myself that I can overcome these beliefs around birth, societal conditioning around what it's like, or just being afraid of becoming a parent and my life changing. And once I realized just like that moment of like, okay, I'm a changed person. It's not because of childbirth or having a child, but just because, wait, Like my thoughts can control, like I can control my thoughts. I can change the way I see things and experience things. What else is possible for me? So I had wanted to create this amazing, impactful business. And I was like, gosh, I don't really feel called to be an artist. I feel called to be a coach. And I think I had always desired that. But now that I had this amazing, empowering experience where I was in control of my thoughts, I was like, wow, I think I can become a coach. I think I can put aside all these things that I've heard other people say, like, okay, you have to hit six figures before you can do any type of coaching. You have to have this huge content bank before you can launch a course, something like that. And so that's kind of how I jumped into this. I actually then decided to get a certification in hypnotherapy and NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. So I really help women now rewire their brains for success, for joy, for creating an amazing business.
That is so amazing. And I'm just personally like fascinated to hear, you know, a little bit more about the, you know, the fact that you are certified in NLP and things like that. That's something that just in my own life, like I see myself kind of gravitating towards a lot of coaches who utilize NLP techniques. And I just find it like so, so interesting that, you know, we can really, like you said, rewire a lot of the connections that we have neurologically so that our brains are actually thinking differently about the same kinds of creative challenges or problems or experiences that we encounter. Totally not what, like, you know, we were talking about today, but I love hearing that that's something that you guide your own clients through, because I believe that can be so powerful.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, it is something that happened really quickly for me, this kind of transformation. Like once I really started implementing the mindset work post birth and everything, it just like, there was a domino effect where people were like, wow, you're glowing. You're like a new person. Motherhood really suits you. And I'm like, oh, I don't know about that, but like, I just did have this deep-seated confidence that was super authentic, and people were really attracted to it. And that is the power of these types of tools. It's doing that subconscious work, that really deep stuff, instead of just changing our actions and changing our external world.
Mm. And I really believe that that's kind of where that whole idea of faking it till you make it comes back in, of when we are just putting on a show, when we're kind of like projecting a false sense of confidence or a false, like, you know, sense of ability, or we're trying to, in a sense, manipulate the way that the world around us is reacting to us and perceiving us. That's all well and good on the outside, but that's not internally actually changing anything about who you are, how you feel about yourself, or how you feel about the work that you're doing. So kind of tying that back into our topic today, all about money mindsets. This is something, yes, money, an external factor, wealth, the ability to earn more, things that as business owners we care about because we want to have profitable businesses, and we want to have a profitable business that allows us to have an impact on the lives of those that we serve. But what happens when we feel kind of an internal, maybe a subconscious block when it comes to stepping into kind of a new season of success? So let me kind of break this down into an example. So in my own experience as a coach and a strategist, I see creatives often hesitate to take action within their businesses. Like they, you know, struggle to launch the course, or they get really nervous about increasing their pricing or something like that, because they're unintentionally buying into a mindset around money that's holding them back. So in your experience, have you seen similar blocks with your own students? And if so, what do they look like? Where are those blocks coming from, do you think?
Yes. Okay. So it's funny because money, I don't want to say it's like a surface level problem, because it's not. It is something that really is important to us in our, we interpret it in so many different ways. We all have different experiences, different ways we grew up that impact how we view money. But I mean, you've probably heard people talk about money. It's just an energetic exchange. It's just like this exchange. It's just, if you think about what money is, it's kind of funny. It's neutral. Like, it's not good. It's not bad. It's just this thing. Yet sometimes when we open our bank accounts, we're like creating this stress reaction of like this whole story when it's just, you know, currency in our bank account. But I think a lot of our money blocks, these things that hold us back from creating the kind of financial abundance we have. Well, first of all, when you were saying this, I was wondering if everyone here is like actually really comfortable claiming that they want more money, especially if you're a woman. I think a lot of us, like, well, my mom didn't work growing up. And so it just is kind of funny to think about as a woman and where these like deeper identities I might have that aren't about making money. It's more about loving people, taking care of people, as opposed to going out and creating this wildly successful business. So I think just claiming that, claiming, like, I love what you said, Bonnie, just claiming that, that we want more money. We kind of have to decide that we're okay with that. But mm-hmm. what I wanted to share about was, what's underneath your money blocks? What kind of identities are you struggling with? So a lot of times I hear things like, I'm not enough of an expert. I'm just not enough. I'm not worthy of success. I'm not as talented as she is. Or my offer isn't even worth as much as I want it to be. And I think we have to get really deep into those thoughts, those beliefs, those identities. And so everything that happens in our life, and this is what we talk about a lot in NLP, it starts with our identity and it trickles down. It trickles down into that internal dialogue you have. It trickles down into how you feel. And then it trickles down into the actions you take. Therefore, what your life actually looks like. And so I think just consciously uncovering, what is it deep down that's making you decide to choose that you're not worthy of this financial abundance or worthy of making so much money you don't have to be scared to open your bank account, or you don't have to freak out on launch day because what if no one buys? But you can really understand what's going on at a deeper level to start to consciously work on that to break up a lot of those money beliefs.
I completely agree with everything that you just shared there. And as I was listening to what you were sharing, it kind of sparked a thought in my mind how so often I especially see women in our industry kind of buying into this belief that earning more is greedy, that wanting to earn more says something bad about who you are, and that in some way it takes away from the authenticity or the validity of the good you're trying to do through your work. And that's a belief that I kind of react strongly against, because I don't believe that earning more, that having a profitable business makes you greedy. I don't believe that it's a bad thing to want to have a certain level of financial stability that allows you to provide for your family, or, you know, kick your debt to the curb, or, you know, have a really healthy savings account, or, you know, buy yourself something nice every now and then. I don't think that those are bad things. But as you were sharing that, I can just recognize how sneaky these mental blocks are, where they just kind of like wedge themselves into our subconscious and in a lot of ways dictate the actions we take or that we don't take because we simply aren't aware of them. So if we could potentially focus on becoming more aware of when we are falling into a pattern of making a decision based on a self-limiting financial mindset, how is that a process that we can begin? What does that even look like?
Okay, so my initial answer to this is just creating mindfulness rituals. And when I say that, like, even today, I kind of roll my eyes at myself. I'm like, oh, you mean like affirmations, more journaling, more, I don't know, therapy. And yes, those things are great. But I really think just putting in these mindfulness moments in our life, these rituals, And there are so many different ways to do this. I hate even suggesting specific things to do sometimes, because I think we have to figure out what feels good for us to tap into those thoughts we're having, to really break down that identity part that I'm talking about, really recognize our thoughts and our feelings and how that is just affecting everything in our actions. It just takes this choice, hey, I'm going to start meditating. Hey, I'm going to download this hypnotherapy app. I'm going to start working with this coach. I'm just going to sit stare at a wall with my coffee and think about, you know, how I'm being influenced by the media right now, something like that. But I really think you kind of deciding a couple of rituals that really help you become the best version of yourself. You know, we've kind of like already touched on this, I feel like, in different ways, but when we feel good in our business, that's when this like authenticity comes out. That's when we can connect with people and do more connection-based sales than just popping up on Instagram and saying, hi, buy from me. We can really start to be a leader in our brand and create content and offerings that genuinely help people. But I really think it starts with starting your work day. So I wake up with my child. I don't have this like amazing morning routine. I know so many people do and they thrive, but I do like a ritual when I start my work day. And so sometimes for me, that's using this future you meditation I do, where I'm doing a lot of visualization with my goal. And that really helps set me up to be in alignment and be really in tune with, you know, am I making this decision out of fear or taking this action out of fear, or am I doing it with more of a success mindset, an abundance mindset? So I really think just taking some time to decide a couple rituals like that you want to try out, and then trying them on, seeing how it feels and seeing how you are now able to more consciously recognize what's going on at a deeper level, your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs.
That's such good advice. Thank you so much for sharing that. Okay, so that kind of sparks another question in my mind. This idea of, okay, we are building a relationship with ourselves where we are becoming more and more aware of these negative self-limiting mindsets around money that are popping up. We know that we're experiencing them and we're starting to become more aware of the root cause. So we've kind of, you know, talked through some common ones that we both have seen. You know, I believe something that you were talking about earlier, you know, a lot of it ties back to worth or self-image, where a lot of the times we struggle to believe that we can earn more or hit a really audacious financial goal because we're struggling to believe that we deserve it or that we're worthy of that. You know, there are also tons of other common blocks out there when it comes to money mindsets. But how can we, as we're becoming aware of the specific blocks we're feeling, how can we start to move past that? Is that just a continuing practice of going through those rituals? Or are there other steps we can take to essentially start to heal from some of those mindsets?
Yeah, that healing is super important. And there are so many different models and ways we can do that. Of course, therapy, of course, working with like an NLP coach. We go back to past traumas and really evaluate and reframe things. And so I definitely would say, if you're really serious about getting over some blocks, like you feel like there's just these deep-seated things going on in you, I would really encourage you to get some help or, you know, talk through it with a friend. I really think that we're created to be in community and to not do some of these things alone, to like access trauma like that alone. So that's kind of maybe a little bit more of an extreme measure. Maybe not extreme, just if you're really like feeling, as you're hearing this conversation, like some deep blocks at an identity level you're struggling with. But I also, so there's this thing called the have, do, be model. And a lot of us are living our lives like, once I have, you know, financial abundance, then I'll do these cool things in my business and I'll be confident, fulfilled, energetic. But if we flip that around and we look at how can I be confident, energetic, and then do things like show up on my Instagram stories every day or create this really amazing product that I know is going to change people's lives, then we'll have the 10,000 followers, the financial abundance we want. And so I just really would encourage people to, you know, when you're maybe doing these rituals, having these mindful moments, just these pauses, is to think, who can I be right now? Mm-hmm. Who can I be? If you just imagine in your head the version of you that has that financial abundance, that isn't scared to charge double what you're charging now, or launch your course or your coaching, or really put yourself out there, think about what kind of resources do you already have? So internal resources, maybe like, I'm really passionate about this. I'm willing. I am confident. I am talented. And maybe if you're feeling like that pool of what you already have, you're lacking a little bit, think about someone else who's already accomplished it. So maybe think about Bonnie and what she's done, and what kind of things did Bonnie have to embody to reach this type of success? And so just tuning into and focusing on who we are becoming, I believe, is one of the most powerful steps to changing what happens around you, changing your reality, making more money. It's like I saw this, someone posted a question like, what's the number one thing you need to become a millionaire? And my answer to that would be, you need to act like a millionaire. You need to feel like a millionaire. You need to think like a millionaire. I'm not saying, of course, you should just go immediately buy a fancy Mercedes, but who can you just tap into right now, that version of you who has X amount of money, X amount of success, and just be that person right now? It's going to change how you feel, how you show up in your business and relationships. And I really think it'll have an impact on your reality. I know it will.
Oh, I completely agree. That's an approach that I have followed for years because it has shown me such a dramatic difference in the way that I was living versus the way that I can be living. And it's not even this is a great practice that I feel like applies to, yes, earning more or scaling your business or, you know, reaching a new level of success. But this is also a really beautiful practice that you can implement with anything that's not related to your business. Mm-hmm. For me personally, I took a hard look at where I wanted to be. This was a few years ago. I took a hard look at how I wanted my business to grow. And for me, if you've been listening to the podcast for any length of time, you might have picked up on the fact that I'm very impact driven. I am a 2-wing 1 on the Enneagram. I truly, truly love to show up for others and to pour into them for their own betterment. And I've built my business in a way that allows me to do that. But I, a few years ago, was in this place where I needed to think about how I could sustainably scale a business that allowed me to have that level of impact in the lives of others without sacrificing my time, without sacrificing my profitability, and without, you know, putting me on a path to burnout. And going through that practice of identifying, okay, future Bonnie, who's living that level of success, who has that kind of business, what does she do? What choices does she make? How does she structure her day? How does she delegate? Does she delegate? Like so many scenarios and things that I ran through my head. And it really did have this beautiful impact of trickling down to how I made small day-to-day decisions, not even just like big picture stuff, but, a really powerful thing to know is that when you are chasing after a goal or you are wanting to experience more clarity, if you are simply willing to be brave enough to put like one foot in front of the other, little by little, those small steps breed the clarity that you're looking for. And so I can 100% testify from personal experience that model of focusing on the person you want to be in order to pursue a big, beautiful goal it definitely works.
And I like what you said just about one step in front of the other. Our brains just want to know how. You like, mm-hmm. I'm sure you saw Future Bonnie and you were like, oh my gosh, how? But mm-hmm. how? Who am I going to delegate what? And what kind of program am I going to launch? And we just get so caught up in the how. But releasing that control, and like I said, just focusing on the being, it's going to get you so much more, so much bigger results, so much more impact. And it's just going to be so good.
I 100% agree. Okay, so I feel like you have shared so much incredible wisdom and insight with us today, Carolyn, but I would love to know, what kind of encouragement would you like to share to an entrepreneur who is ready to take that next step to break up with these self-limiting money mindsets? This person has been tuning into today's episode and they're feeling really fired up and motivated to do this deep work in order to be a happier and healthier and more successful person. So how would you encourage them on that journey?
So I think that it could be really good for you to take some radical responsibility. So mm-hmm. Bonnie's already kind of said sometimes where she took a hard look at where she wanted to be and where she was going. So how can you take a really serious look at, you know, the types of thoughts you've been thinking, actions you've been taking, and how you have created what's around you? You've created the amount of money in your bank account because that's what you believed for yourself. So I think just being able to take that responsibility, it sounds kind of scary. You know, like sometimes money dates when we look at our bank account or something, if we're not doing well, those seem scary. It's just like if we really evaluate our life, that might seem a little scary, but I promise you that so much good can happen from that. So maybe you need to start working with Bonnie in group coaching and really surround yourself with the right people. Like raise your hand and say, I'm actually in to be a wildly successful creative entrepreneur. Claim that you want it. And then start taking responsibility for your actions every day. And of course, who you're deciding to become. And that you just being able to say, hey, like this hasn't been working for me in the past. And so this is what I'm going to do in the future is going to be that amazing first step you get to take. And I know that there are so many ways that you can get that support. Bonnie's podcast for free, just listening to this all the time, I know it's going to help you so much. Reaching out to Bonnie, reaching out to me to talk more about how you can create more financial abundance in your business without, you know, gosh, feeling like a deer in the headlights. Who am I to be doing this? But actually believing in yourself and authentically helping other people. Because that's what we're here to do. And I love what you said, Bonnie, about you being so impact driven. You know, so many of us are. But at the end of the day, our business is a business. And like you said, we don't want to be burnt out. We can't really help people. Bonnie couldn't create these amazing brands and do all this coaching if she was burnt out. She's had to really take responsibility for her energy and all these amazing things. And gosh, Bonnie, you're just such an amazing example to all of us.
Oh my gosh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much. I'm like blushing over here. I think that's really fantastic advice, though. I believe that if we're able to take ownership over the choices that we make and in a lot of ways, the choices that we have made to get us to the point to where we are, it changes everything. I love that. I love that term, radical responsibility, because to me, it paints this incredible picture of how dramatic in a good way the transformation can be when we choose to show up for ourselves and really own our story and own our future. So, Caroline, I am confident that people who are tuning in today are just obsessed with you. So I want to share with them where they can find you and how they can keep hanging out with you and following along with all the great things you're doing.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Bonnie. Okay, yes. If you listen to this, I would love for you to DM me on Instagram and just let me know what you thought. Just let me know you were able to tune in and you're a fan of Bonnie's. I would love to connect. My handle is Caroline_Van_Nada. And then yes, I also have a podcast, The Creative Expert, and a amazing free training. If you're like, wait, I really want to start showing up as an expert, really owning who I am in my business and double my prices, launch an expert product. I have a free training at becomeacreativeexpert.com. You get instant access to it. It's about an hour long and it's going to be so powerful for you. And I really think you're going to love it.
Oh my gosh. Thank you so much for sharing that with us, Caroline. And guys, if you're listening today, don't worry. I've got you covered. All of these links to this free training, to Caroline's Instagram, to her podcast will be in the show notes. So if you want to click on over and grab your seat to that free training, please feel free to head over to brandstrategypodcast.com. Click on today's episode and you'll see all the links there at your fingertips. Caroline, thank you so, so much for hanging out with me today. This has been such a fantastic conversation, and I'm so grateful for you sharing your time and your energy with us in this way today.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much, Bonnie. This is such an honor. You are amazing, and I'm so honored to be here.
Thank you so much for joining me today, friend. Before you go, I would be so grateful to receive your feedback on the Brand Strategy Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or the podcast in general has helped you grow your brand, I'd really appreciate it if you left us a review in iTunes. Your positive reviews enable the Brand Strategy Podcast to continue to grow and reach like-minded creatives just like you. Plus, I'll be randomly selecting a handful of lucky reviewers each month to receive a little thank you surprise from me in the mail. Thank you for all your support and encouragement as together we pursue building brands with purpose and intention. Until next time, I'm cheering you on from Waco.